Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, 7 to the Hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Chris Bishop. I'm Jim Blasingame. And Chris is one of the great futurist folks in our Brain Trust. He's between his seventh and eighth reinvention of his career, and it gets better every time. We're the beneficiaries of all seven of those. Chris, remind me the website again, please.
So it's improvisingcareers.com.
All right. Check that out. Hey, Chris, the next thing on our list here to talk about is new autonomous vehicles. And we've heard a lot about them. We know about, you know, the future of automobiles. One of the things I was in a presentation I make, I asked people, what's the future of cars? And people say, well, you know, electric or autonomous. And I say, well, what about no cars? What if the future of cars is no cars? But before we get to that point, we're going to have the autonomous ones, aren't we?
Yeah, that's going to be sort of the transition, right? So, yeah, and I'm glad I just came across this article recently in The Economist. Actually, just sort of back up for context. So in the spirit of full disclosure, my son worked at Google X for about 18 months in the autonomous vehicle vision.
Wow.
Sitting in these cars, driving around, not driving, but being driven around Mountain View, California. So I was out there for a conference, and he scheduled a family and friends tour.
Wow.
So
how cool was that?
It was pretty cool, man. So he and I sat in the back seat of this Lexus SUV, for 20 minutes, it squired us around the streets of suburban South Bay, you know, Mountain View.
Yeah.
And there's a guy sitting in the driver's seat with his hands ready to grab the wheel, safety driver, and then there's a guy in the passenger seat with his giant laptop looking at what the car sees.
Uh-huh.
Fascinating. And if there are any anomalies, he's got a headset, he's reporting back to headquarters. Yeah, a guy just stepped out of a car on the side. I didn't quite know what to do. And as a futurist, even, I got out of the car at the end. I said to my son, so did that car, like, really drive itself the whole time? He's like, yeah, that's what we do.
Wow.
And it was kind of creepy, but in an exciting way. I mean, it was an amazing thing. So, but
I always wanted to know, what is it when in an accident, has that car been programmed not to leave the scene?
Well, there are always people in it.
I know, but I mean, it's not going to help to have an autonomous vehicle if it has to have a driver.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think ultimately they'll be programmed to stay on the scene or whatever. I mean, in the current model, right, there are people, there's at least typically one, like, safety driver in the vehicle.
But how far away are we? How many years away are we from you and me? We probably won't own one. We'll just call one up and it'll be like an Uber type of thing.
Yeah, we'll subscribe.
How far away are we?
Well, I think, again, it's going to be sort of incremental, like any new technology adoption, right? But I think we're probably, realistically, it's probably at least 5 years before we can just sort of summon one.
10 years before they're ubiquitous?
Yeah, something like that. I think those are realistic projections.
Yeah.
You know?
What will be the impact of that? Talk to us. Shirley, I know you've thought about some of the disruptions and the opportunities it could create.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's going to be first of all, we probably won't own cars, and obviously we won't drive cars. Again, when I give my talk about sort of future scenarios, one of the things I say is, yeah, your grandchildren are going to say, you mean, Grandpa, you had to drive your own car?
Right, you had to go there and get a license?
Yeah, I mean, that's dangerous. Why would they let humans behind the wheel of a vehicle like that? Like, stupid.
What's a horse? Hey, how about this? What's a horsepower? What's a V8, Granddaddy?
Really, it's going to be like that for sure. I mean, it'll be, you know, autonomous drones. We'll be summoning drones, so the next iterations will be that kind of, you know, transformation around mobility.
Mm-hmm.
You won't own cars. You'll subscribe to them, like the Uber model. You'll summon whatever vehicle you need. So there'll be company like GM and Ford, the big three, will be creating vehicles, but they'll be probably electric and autonomous, maybe solar-powered.
And it'll be a whole new opportunity for new automobile manufacturers because the cars won't, like I said, they probably won't be V8s.
Well,
probably won't be a motor in the front like we think of. So, hey, Chris, I got to wrap it up. What a great tour of the future. Thank you for being here today. Will you come back soon?
I will for sure. My pleasure. Always enjoy talking with you, Jim. Thanks for the opportunity.
You too. Chris Bishop, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget improvisingcareers.com. Check out his website. Wherever Chris is hanging out, folks, you're going to get smarter if you're there. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Remind you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.